Well, I saw recently somewhere where there was a headline article, well, here's one bridge in Alaska that is to somewhere, I thought is the way they titled it, or something to that
Dillingham
effect.
Resident Dan Dunaway really drove me to the construction site. To say that it was windy would be a gross understatement. It was cold and rainy and the roads were terrible. We had to walk past large shipping containers, and then we made our way to what will be the Wood River Bridge. As we stood at the edge of the bridge, the water rushed hurriedly down the river. Dunaway told me a little bit about the history of the project, and a bald eagle swooped down.
Here we go, got a nice bald eagle flying by right now.
Mowat Construction is the company building the bridge for over $19 million with money from both state and federal sources. Project manager for Mowat, Tim Hutton, is the leader of this bridge project. He was up here during the summer to oversee the work. He says the bridge is looking good.
We're just over 50% complete.
The Wood River Bridge will connect the Bristol Bay communities of Dillingham and Aliknagik. It has two lanes, spans 440 feet long, and provides a minimum of 40 feet of clearance above the river. City Administrator for Aliknagik, Kay Andrews, is excited this project is coming to fruition.
I feel like it would save lives. It will bring our community closer together. There's economic opportunity. Again, safety number one for not only our school children, which was a big motivator behind this project, but also for the people itself to keep them safe.
Andrew says this project is something the community has been working towards for over 20 years.
It's a long time coming.
Although it's not a very long crossing, it can prove dangerous. Andrew says many people have lost their lives trying to cross the river in the fall and the spring when the ice isn't very stable.
My own mother and my uncle drowned on Lake Aliknagik when I was only 6 years old. So I know the personal impact losing a loved one on Lake Aliknagik, as well as my Uncle Paul and my cousin Kevin. So just my family alone, we've lost a lot of family members.
However, Andrew says she stays strong and is honored to hold her position in the city.
I just am thankful that I'm able to carry this vision through.
Hutton says construction will pick up again in April and the bridge will be completed by October 2015. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.